The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining this Sunday morning, nice and dark, cold. But thank God you're joining us, and we'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, okay, this is a good one, very timely. Political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles, how they all tie in. And of course, with the new administration coming in January, we want to talk about the political cycle, economic cycle, market cycle, to try to make you a better investor, try to give you an edge out there. And of course, every week before we get into the topic, I want to give the market recap. Of course, I don't just go into the numbers, what the Dow did, S&P, NASDAQ. You get that all day long. I try to get behind the numbers, almost like a football analyst. You ever watch a game and on the sideline, there's someone saying, okay, this person's injured or the coach is talking about this. Well, that's what we try to do here every Sunday morning, kind of break down the market, try to give you some insight to make you a better investor, kind of get on the ground floor, so to speak, of an NFL football game with a microphone in hand and say, hey, this is what's really going on in this game. So here we go. Another good week on Wall Street. That's, what, 4 of the last 5 weeks the market's been strong. Again, a challenging September, a challenging October. November lifted to the best month we had since January 1987. I'll say that again. November 2020 was the best month for the Dow Jones Industrial Average since January 1987. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 11%. So again, a lot of things have happened in the last month, particularly this last week. Again, we see the market still going. Why is it all happening? Well, I mentioned a Fox Business this week that investors feel pretty aggressive, knowing that they have a pretty good cushion in place. They have some type of put, so to speak, a protection. That is three of them. One is Fed Chair Powell, the Federal Reserve Chair, very strong back in April this year when things were getting out of hand and cascading lower every day. In fact, in March, the Dow Jones Industrial Average went on to lose, about 11,000 points. On April 9th, the Federal Reserve said, hey, hold on, we're going to stop this slide. We're going to start protecting. We're going to buy assets. We're going to prop things up, give facilities, and keep interest rates at zero for a very, very long time. So with money at zero, guess what? You'd probably rather do something else with your money. Maybe buy real estate, buy business, buy stocks, do anything else other than get 0% basically at money market. So there's a reason why behind it. But anyway, investors are feeling pretty aggressive these days, and why the market's done so well is one of the protections they have in place, they believe, is the Federal Reserve. And they should be right, because he keeps saying the same thing over and over again in every one of his speeches. They keep doubling down that there's a lot of uncertainty because of the pandemic, and the Federal Reserve will do all they can to try to hold up the economy. A little bit different from 2008, where it felt like the Federal Reserve and Bernanke did a great job, but a little bit behind the eight ball, and then a lot of companies went out of business and financials and so forth. Here, Fed Chair Powell looked at what happened in 2008, tried to get in front of it, and so that companies, this is not about the stock market, the Federal Reserve, though, try to put things in place so that companies can raise money on their own in the private sector and have some type of government backing or some type of default. But that companies really should go out to the public market and raise money that way. We saw that with Boeing. We saw that other companies, that it wasn't going to the government asking for $25 billion like happened in 2008, 2009. Many of the financials did that. But companies like Boeing were able to raise money during the crisis of March and April. So to get behind the numbers and why the market's going up so much, first is defense. Well, again, if the Federal Reserve has your back, don't fight the Fed. You've heard that before. Don't fight the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is making an accommodation, or dovish as they call it. That's a very positive sign from the markets. And then in addition to that, we have vaccinations. I mean, look, we were talking about conceptually that we'll get a vaccination. Some of the virologists I spoke with and some of the conference calls I sit on or Zoom, Skype, whatever we have these days, were telling us that most likely the vaccination would be 50 to 70% effective, just like the flu, kind of 50-50. I mean, how many times you have a family member or a friend that gets the flu and the first thing you ask, knee-jerk reaction, did you get the shot? And half the time people say, yeah, I got a shot, and still get the flu. So the under and over on this was somewhere between 50 to 70% effective. When these companies, Pfizer, Moderna, came out 90, 95% effective, That really could be a game changer next year. That really can be a game changer. Why? Because more and more people do that. I mean, if you get 50-50, this thing's going to work. I don't know if I really want to take my chances. I don't want to grow a third ear, God forbid, with this vaccination. But if it's 95% effective and more people start taking it and your family members and there's no really side effects, well, guess what? That's a really big game changer. And the market right now knows the vaccination's awful. Hospitalizations in this country, I think, is 200,000. The numbers, I don't want to get into all the ugly numbers. You know them already. It's ugly. But the market's trying to look 6 months, 9 months down the road, and this hopefully is being diminished. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning. Today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles. And before we get to the topic, we kind of break down the market action and what's happening. And as I said, investors have been pretty aggressive lately, known they have a pretty good circuit breaker in here, and that's Federal Reserve Powell, as I mentioned, keeping rates at zero, asset purchases, pretty much buying bonds, corporate bonds. Then we kind of move to the vaccination, which is a game changer that definitely puts a floor in the market, it feels, even though we're dealing with the here and now and the hospitalizations and all the messy, messy, ugly things that are going on with this hideous virus. On a personal note, my son got the COVID-19. He's doing fine. But definitely scary as a parent. You know, he works in the city, lives in the city. Him and his girlfriend got it. He believes he got it at work, maybe one of the elevators. his symptoms, basically, he has a cold, and he lost sense of smell for the most part, though he's doing better on that front. But again, it just reminds you that it's not just stats. It happens to families. It happens to people, and it's very, very awful. but the market, as I mentioned, is kind of looking beyond. Again, there's a lot of things I want to say about that, but again, we're here really talking about the markets, the economy, and the impact of Federal Reserve's decisions on what's happening with vaccinations. And finally, you know, we're talking about a stimulus that both sides, Democrats and Republicans, don't agree on anything at any time. But they actually do agree that we could use some stimulus here because some of the hardest hit sectors because of the pandemic, and those come to mind, restaurants and hotel chains and, you know, all the service area really got hit hard and could use some help because this is lasting longer than we thought it would. It's, you know, infiltrating where now we're going through shutdowns, restrictions, lockdowns, all these type of things. And stimulus is warranted, it believes, on both sides. Now, the only number, or the only difference is, what number are they going to come out with? The Republicans have a lower number in mind, about $500 billion. Democrats, House Majority Pelosi has probably about $900 billion to $1.1 trillion, somewhere around there. There is hopes that there'll be some type of compromise because both sides, like I said, they don't agree on anything, but they definitely agree that some stimulus is needed to kind of get us through to the vaccination stage when companies like Pfizer, Moderna, maybe others will be out there, will be taking a vaccination, getting this thing behind us. But right now we need a little bridge, and that's what the stimulus talks about. We'll be right back right after these messages.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes so you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement at 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in this Sunday morning. I can smell the eggs going, the coffee, and you didn't invite me. Today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles. And you just heard from my friend Mike Bennett, taught from my book for free for the first 20 callers. I know you can do that. Here we go, 845-371-0101. Not Your Father's Retirement. Get this book for free. Again, pretty soon holidays come up. Get some extra time to read. 845-371-0101. 0101. Kind of semi-autobiography. My dad was a local 38 guy, sheet metal, tin knocker, as he called himself. And again, back then, they had pensions, annuities, healthcare, all these type of things. And not your father's retirement means a lot of us don't have those type of things. And this book helps you try to recreate those, like your dad, your mom, grandma, grandpa may have had pensions and all these type of things. So we show you ways, chapter through chapter. Now, sometimes you can join us here Sunday morning and we talk about different topics. And those topics are right there in that book. So I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So call 845-371-0101 to secure your free copy. First 20 callers. I know you can do it. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Also, you can go to WHD home site when you get back. If you're driving, two hands on a wheel. Lower right-hand side, there's a book offer right there. 845-371-0101. It sells on Barnes & Noble and Amazon for $17.99, but the early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Happiness Show up. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I'm calling it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? I give also the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous, and I mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. Then at 5:15 on the Andy Bale Show, we got you covered there too. Bill Kugel, a Mahoney Asset Manager. We'll give you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, the local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you at home. And for more information about what we do at Mahoney Asset Management, we have all our TV segments archived, radio sections like this archived, all our articles, our newsletters, all we do right to try to help you become a better investor, secure your retirement, and have a greater financial future. So that's Mahoney. GPS.com. It's like a GPS. We try to help navigate you. You get it. I have a navigation. I call her Mindy. Without Mindy, I wouldn't be able to get around. I'm directionally impaired. Sorry. but again, your financial GPS is just like that. Okay, what are your coordinates? Oh, at 65, I want $8,000 a month. Boom. Okay, good. That's your destination. That's your GPS coordinate. How do you get there? Okay, some rerouting. We get it. But that's why I call it MahoneyGPS.com. Through my career for 31 years, been trying to navigate this crazy world of investing, trying to help simplify it to make you a better investor. And then on top of that, try to give you guidance, give you a roadmap. And each year for our clients, we update their GPS. Are you on course, off course? I know, kind of cliche, but still, it does help break it down so people can see in black and white where they are, where they're going. So for more information about what we do, right there, MahoneyGPS.com. And before the break, we're talking about the market being very aggressive here, doing very well, because there's a lot of cushions in place. We said earlier that Fed Chair Powell, Federal Reserve, very, very strong. Don't fight the Fed. Is keeping interest rates near zero, 0.25, pretty much zero, buying bonds and assets and trying to hold up the economy as we get through this virus. On the other side, we also have vaccinations coming, Pfizer, Moderna, therapeutics coming through from Gilead. Regeneron has some things brewing in Tarrytown as well. Hopefully, of the other vaccinations, I think Pfizer said they're going to have 100. I'm sorry. Check that. About a billion. First is 500 million. About a billion. Hopefully, you can fix that. Sorry about that. That Pfizer can have up to a billion different shots, so that could get it out there very, very quickly. So that's something we watch very closely, and again, it's very positive. So it's really been positive for the markets. And then finally, we mentioned that some stimulus, the lawmakers, Congress, fiscal side of things, get something done. So you put it all together. That's why the market's been doing so well. That's why we've had a kind of early Santa Claus rally, and Dr. Seuss would say, the feast, the feast, the feast. So today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, market cycles. We're about to venture into a new political cycle. Again, this will never be about politics. You'll never hear this on our show. But again, we do have to understand that the politics do play a part, or at least policies do play a part, and what happens to the economy, and what happens to the economy happens to the market. So we have to kind of watch this very closely. And again, we have to understand, is this new administration be pro-business? I think so. We'll watch that very closely. I mean, look, the Treasury Secretary appointment of Janet Yellen shows really good signs for this new administration coming in. And the reason why, Janet Yellen's really liked on both sides. She's a former Fed chair. You know, it was actually Fed Chair Bernanke, then Janet Yellen, and then passed off here to Jerome Powell. She is someone who is astute with the economy. She is actually really a wonderful woman all the way around if you kind of read her biography and how she got there. And she's a strong personality. So the Treasury Secretary, that's a box that I was kind of watching. I was concerned about some other names that were floating around. I won't go into those names. But Janet Yellen, a former Fed chair who knows the economy in and out, money supply, I think it worked very well with, has a good relationship with Fed Chair Powell. I think that's a very interesting appointment. And I think that's really important because as we start getting through this and start looking through what's happening here with the markets, there's definitely some relief that so far, again, in the economic appointments, our economic advisors, in this case, Treasury Secretary, seem to be somewhere in the middle ground. And that's where most investors want the kind of government to be, somewhere in the middle, not far left, not far right. And that's, I think, again, that's a political cycle that we mentioned that has impact on the economic cycle. So here you're going to find Janet Powell being very dovish. What's dovish? She's more concerned about growth than she's worried about inflation. And so is Powell. I mean, at this point, while there is some inflationary pressures, they're very, very little, mostly in groceries because supply chain shortages and problems we've had, you know, distribution. But for the most part, the concern for the Federal Reserve right now, and then Janet Yellen should be approved, which I believe should be unanimously approved as Treasury Secretary. They're both very dovish, meaning they will rather do things with the government, spend, to put money out there to try to get the economy moving forward again and deal with inflation down the road. By the way, just a definition, she's dovish, as is Powell. Someone who's hawkish is always worried about inflation and not doing too many government interactions or interventions because you're afraid about inflation raising its ugly head. But at the moment right now, with the pandemic and this uneven economy where the market's doing well, yet the average small business may be out of business. And some of those I know very well. Some is a third generation pizza place that I used to always go to. At the moment, they're out of business. So it's very uneven. I think Janet Powell, as Treasury Secretary, will recognize that. I think she's a deal maker. I also think Fed Chair Powell is also recognizing that this is really a difficult time. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages on the GPS for Finances. Today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles.
There are so many headlines in the market today. The headlines change by the tweet. One day it's China trade. The next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused by all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, A GPS Guide to Retirement. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers right now. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. Now, you may be making mistakes that you don't even realize you're making, and that may be costly to your financial health and your bottom line. So, if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 and get it for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it's your time to get this book called Not Your Father's Retirement. At 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles. But before we get to the topic, our friend Mike Bennett of WHD just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. We want to get it into your hands, a paperback or by ebook, whatever is easier for you, by calling 845-371-0101. 371-0101 and area code 845. We'll get the book out to you. Again, I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. We cover taxes, insurance, retirement, stock market, pretty much every topic there is about finances and why we call it a GPS for Finances. All in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Call 845-371-0101. Again, if you're driving, two hands on the wheel. When you get home, go to WHUD.com. Lower right-hand side, you'll find a book offer there. So again, Not Your Father's Retirement. First 20 callers will get the book for free. Early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we're discussing today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, and market cycles. And of course, I'll be with you here every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next right here. So between 6 a.m., 7 a.m. every Sunday, well, I'm going to call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning, Monday through Friday, 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show, the very famous Mike and Casey Show. And then at 5:15, excuse me, on the way home, we got you covered there too on the Andy Bales Show, Bill Kugel, Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management. We'll break down for you the national business news, the indexes, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ, local business news, and the Hudson Valley Index that we created for you. For more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. Archived shows just like this, archived TV segments that I've had, and newsletters, articles, resources, all there consolidated for you at MahoneyGPS.com. Trying to navigate you around a little bit. Today's topic, political cycles, economic cycles, market cycles. So far, so good as far as Treasury Secretary being Janet Yellen. Wall Street's very familiar with her. Economists are very familiar with her. She's a smart, 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 smart cookie. And actually, you know, she's someone that on both sides of the aisle, both Democrats and Republicans, have a lot of respect for. Very good appointment, especially during this time where we're going through this pandemic. It's going to be a choppy lift out of this mess. But thankfully, help is on its way thanks to Pfizer, Moderna, and I'm sure there'll be other vaccinations that'll be approved as well. So really good news there. Man, look, we try to stay away from politics here, but we do have to talk about policies because it does impact the economic cycles, market cycles, and so forth. So, look, this kind of reminds me of this election of the Reagan years and the Clinton years. And the reason why, well, let's go through Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was, what, 1980? And he had to deal with Tip O'Neill at that time, Tip O'Neill, House Speaker. And for them, they had to compromise a lot. And Reagan came to the middle of a lot of different issues. The economy did very well in 1980. Of course, we had the 1987 stock market crash, and late 80s, we had a recession. But in general, the markets kind of like this setup where there's a balance of power. Of course, we have the executive branch, the judicial branch, and legislation branch that are founding file setups, so that we have a balance of power almost always, and we do right now. And the markets kind of like that because there'll be some type of compromise, bipartisan bills. I know it sounds like an oxymoron. Bipartisan these days, it sounds like just an oxymoron to itself, but we have some bipartisan bills and so forth. But it does remind me of the Reagan years, and also reminds me of the Clinton years. Clinton then back in what, 1992 defeats Ross Perot and George Bush, and then becomes the president of the United States, and also has to deal with Newt Gingrich, you know, and the Great New Deal, the Brave New Deal, the New Deal, Republicans. And like Reagan, who had to go to the middle because he had to deal with, you know, the Democrats on their side, Clinton had to deal with Republicans on the other side and had to come to the middle and draw conclusions. And so through the Clinton years in the 1990s, actually turns out to be a really good decade for the economy, for the markets. Again, there's some bumps and bruises here and there. Around 1994, we had a little bear market. But overall, the economy did well. And the markets did like this kind of bipartisan approach. When Clinton had to get things done, he had to go to the middle. Now, fast forward to the 2020 election. Again, staying away from politics, but looking at policy, it seems that Biden, the way it went with the House and the way it may go with the Senate, will have to kind of go to the middle to get compromises and to get bills. And for the markets and for the economy, for the most part, again, that sets up pretty well, like what happened in the 1980s and the 1990s. Again, at the same time, we have low interest rates and we have stimulus coming in. So you put it together, it's really a healthy environment for the markets. Doesn't say we can't have a correction at any time. I don't try to predict any corrections. I don't think anybody can. It doesn't mean we can't have some bumpy roads here and there, especially with the virus. And at the end of the day, today's topic is about the political cycles, economic cycles, market cycle. The real cycle that really weighs on the economy, weighs on the investors' minds, is really a virus cycle that we're going through. You know, first the origination of it happening sometime in January, February of this year. Of course, March, April, shutting a lot down here in New York. And here we are going through shutdowns again, that we're going through a second wave, the cycle of the virus, so to speak. Even is going to weigh heavier on what the new administration is going to do, for that matter. Again, what is it going to look like in 2021? Again, hopefully some optimism that we get the vaccination out there, widely distributed. I'm told somewhere middle of December that our frontline workers will start getting this, thank God, and getting out there pretty quickly. And there'll be other companies out there as well. And the vaccination, from my understanding, is 90-95% effective. But also, you don't need to go back every year like a flu shot. My understanding is you can take it and be good for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, or maybe infinity. We don't know for sure. But that's really important because as we try to talk about and understand the new administration, look, we're going to be coming in with an uneven economy coming in January 20th. You look at these cycles that are happening, the political cycles and so forth. One of the cycles we haven't had ever in the transition of power is dealing with a virus like this, this hideous virus that now has 200,000 hospitalizations. I don't need to go through all the numbers. You know, they're all hideous and ugly, unfortunately impacting our lives and so forth. And that will be, again, or the economy actually comes second. First, to try to figure out how to get around this, how to get the vaccination out there, how to get maybe therapeutics. God forbid you get it. Maybe this therapeutic that will help you with your symptoms and get you back. But really, this time around, why the political you know, why the political situation is important, why there's a transition, why the economy is important, why the market and all these cycles at the moment. One that's going to dominate the headlines in the coming 6 months, a year, is that of course the virus. Well, again, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.